Static.
All right, is everybody ready?
Yeah.
All right, now let's start this. Let's light this candle for real, gentlemen.
I can't believe it. All right, I guess I should do my usual start of the thing here. Ready?
Yeah.
Hey everybody, this is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Hey, this is Martin Sargent here.
Martin jumped right in. No intro or anything. You're not going to believe it, people. We are talking to the host of the new tech TV program, Unscrewed, Mr. Martin Sargent, right?
You got it. How are you guys doing today?
Real good.
Yeah.
Real good.
I'm so excited to be on staticradio.net.
You are?
Yeah. I mean, this is like, how many listeners do you have worldwide?
Worldwide? There's two. There's one in the Netherlands.
Uh-huh.
And we just got one in Kuwait.
Nice.
From an army facility.
So.
No, I really don't know how many worldwide, to tell you the truth. So.
Uh-huh.
But there was one just the other day. There was somebody from the from Kuwait. It's like kuwait.army.mil or something. That came through. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, geez, what? Are they bored now? Is the war already over or what?
Yeah, I can't imagine there's much to do over in Kuwait right now. Yeah,
did they already clean house? I mean, you know, isn't there more looting going on? That was my. Aren't you supposed to be suppressing the looters? Go do suppressing. But anyway, so first of all, I got two quick questions for you, Martin.
Shoot.
What's up with using the word fuck in an email? Come on now.
What are you talking about? I can't use that word?
Well, no, but I just was like floored. I'm like, wow, all of a sudden we're using fucking emails here.
What, you don't keep it real when you're doing the email tip, yo, Bob?
No, I'm very polite. Otherwise you wouldn't talk to us because Miles, perhaps, if he would have made contact with you and asked you to come do this... He probably would have asked about your penis or something, and then you would have never done the show.
Wait, hold it right there. I was told. Okay,
Miles, are you cock obsessed?
Well, let me tell you something. Let me say that. Bob told me we were going to have a huge cable star on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I said, okay, who? Carmen Electra? And he says, no, think a guy. I go, okay, Mario Lopez? He says, no. What about Martin? I said, oh, okay, Martin who? He says, Martin Sargent. I'm like, all right, let's go.
You know, I could hook you up with Mario Lopez.
You think?
He and I are old pals.
Really?
Really? Did you work on Pacific Blue?
Pacific Blue? No, I was one of the screenwriters for Saved by the Bell.
No, you were not.
Yeah.
No way.
I invented the whole Screech character.
Well, you know what's funny? That was
one of my first forays into television.
Business. Are you serious?
Yeah, totally.
Because Dustin Diamond's going to be here. I'm in St. Louis, by the way. He's going to be in St. Louis, like, over the weekend or something.
Yeah? Is he going to appear on staticradio.net?
I don't think so. I didn't ask
him. You guys get all the big stars.
I would have asked him if Diamond. I knew there was a connection, but...
Are you kidding me? By the way, that whole rumor about him being the brother of Mike Diamond from the Beastie Boys?
I never heard that.
Fabricated.
This is like that whole thing about the Wonder Years kid being Marilyn Manson to me.
Yeah. I don't believe it.
Oh, yeah, Paul Sorvino. Was that his name?
Yeah.
That's true. Paul Sorvino is the guy from Goodfellas. He's
Paulie,
right?
I don't know. Paul something, whatever.
Come on. We're Fred Savage.
Bob.
Give me your money. No, he was Joss Saviano, I think, was his name, right?
Yeah, okay.
Or Savino, something.
Good.
But anyway, I had two questions. The next question is, do you have any naked pictures of that Fresh Gear girl?
Sumi Das?
Yeah. Sumi Das.
Yeah, I got a whole family album full of
them. Oh, really?
Sumi Das.
Are you serious?
Come over to my house. It's on my coffee
table. Oh, okay. Well, you can just email them to
what
me.
Look at how boneheaded question is that. Of course.
What are you talking about, a boneheaded question?
You know, everyone loves Sumi Das. All the guests on my show, I'm screwed. Mm-hmm. These people come on. The cult leaders like Rael, the guy, remember, he was in the news. He was the cloning guy.
Well, he could clone Sumi Das then, couldn't
he? I do the interview with him. That's all he wants to talk about is Sumi Das and how much he wants Sumi Das. He wants her to join his cult. This has happened time and time again now. For some reason, these people on the edge of reality here, they've got this fixation on the Sumi Das.
I think she's a very nice young lady.
You guys now do, too. So this is it's proving my theory that all dimwits love Sumi Das.
Oh, ouch.
No, I don't mean that.
You know, I think your writing was better on Saved by the Bell.
Yeah. Yeah, clearly.
But,
did you ever see Tiff the Amber Thiessen naked.
Who's that?
Wasn't she on
Saved by the
Bell?
Oh, that's that one Saved by the Bell that I wrote for.
Oh, who's that? Oh, I think it just got blown. The cover just got blown.
Whatever, I was like 12 when that show was on.
You were like 12? Now, the... So, okay, we'll get off the Sumi Dot thing. I didn't think it was going to be that much of a nerve. I thought it was just going to be a giggle.
No, it is. It is a giggle.
It's a giggle.
It's a belly laugh.
So how you like doing this show? Unscrewed.
It was great, man.
I actually caught it on the, I guess, the Tech TV rumor boards or something, that you were going to get a show, and then, like, you went off to do spring break.
Uh-huh.
And then nothing, and then all of a sudden it came on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how'd that happen? Why'd they give you a show?
That's a great question, man. I think they're probably all asking themselves that right now.
The ratings are that good? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know, man. I haven't gotten the Nielsen's back yet.
They don't come in, like, on a daily basis or anything?
Not around here, no.
Oh, wow.
At least if they are, then they're not sharing that information with me.
Well, now, I was watching last night.
Uh-huh.
Because I thought, you know, it'd probably be good if I watched the show the night before.
Yeah, I probably should have listened to an episode of Static Radio, too, but I didn't get there.
Yeah, that probably would have been a good idea, but I wasn't going to tell you to do that, but I was thinking that myself.
I might not have agreed to do the interview.
Yeah, because my guess is after that you would say, no, that's all right, guys, thanks.
So you're watching last night's episode. Which one was that? Refresh my memory.
What do you mean? Oh, because I figured you just taped them the day before. You don't? You put them together, like, ahead of time?
A couple days ahead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was with the skipping lady.
Yeah, and, wasn't great?
Yeah, well, see, there's a funny thing. Miles, what was your worst skill in kindergarten?
Skipping.
Yeah.
I couldn't skip either during the skipping unit.
You
yeah,
got the
I
U, right?
Gallop.
The
I
U and the
yeah,
S?
Yeah, I did too.
And then the, you know, they...
My brother.
Yeah, I'm serious. What is it about that?
No,
I could
true,
only
man.
Gallop.
Did you ride the little yellow school bus too, or... No. No, you didn't. Okay.
No.
The short
no,
bus?
No,
I
was chauffeured to school every day.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Well, it's that Saved by the Bell money.
Yeah, was, exactly. All that money.
Yeah. His riding Screech, that really gives you the cash. But,
I did sit in the back of the bus where all the cool kids sat.
Oh, to be beat up on, or were you part of the cool kid crowd, or what?
I did some beating.
Seriously?
And got some beatings.
Well, there you go. What else did you do back in the back of the bus?
In the back of the bus?
Yeah.
You know, smoke bong loads and... Yeah, do little toots off my flask of Wild Turkey. I'm talking third grade here.
Oh, okay.
Did you grow up on the Erie Canal or wherever the
I
hell
did.
Was
I did.
Set or something
Spencerport,
like that.
New York.
Jeez.
Little village on the Erie Canal.
Erie Canal, yeah. We had to sing that stupid song in grade school.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I wrote that song.
Oh, it's a satanic song.
See, now I would have totally bought the whole Saved by the Bell thing, to be honest with you. I'd be like, oh, hey. Maybe he, like, you know, was... writing at age 17 and got hired on because of his uncle or something. I don't know. But so, how do you like doing the show? I mean, has it been fun or what?
Yeah, it's great fun. I'm extremely blessed to have this opportunity, fellas. And
so,
yeah, it's a whole lot of fun. I mean, you meet just these most outrageous people. The guests on our show are just so funny, like the time traveling dentist and, you know, the UFO cult leaders and. The guys who think that Planet X is going to destroy the Earth. I mean, these are all people that you're not normally going to meet in the aisles of the grocery store.
You never know.
It's great. People I work with are all awesome. It's great fun.
So, like, the guy last night was doing the crop circle thing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, is he totally, really, I mean, be honest now. This guy really believes in all this crap?
Yes, he does. That guy, absolutely.
Straight down the line, he's, like, saying, yeah, I believe in this. I'm not just putting you on.
Yeah, he's straight up, man. That guy totally believes. That guy's legit. He used to be like the science editor for CNN or something like that.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And he believes in the crop circles?
His name is.
He's now known as Eminem, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. he's the real Slim Shady.
So then, whenever you know, kind of joke on these people, why? How come they're not getting pissed off?
First of all, I try not to joke on them too much.
Well, no, you're joking on them. I'm trying to remember what you joked on last night with the guy with the crop circles. But.
Yeah, it depends on the guy. Like, that guy, I knew he'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
In many cases, you don't have to make any kind of joke because they're doing just fine themselves.
Like on your first show was the dude with the magnetic rings.
Yeah, Alex Chu.
Yeah.
Isn't that guy awesome?
Now, that guy, I mean, he really believes in that stuff?
Yeah, he totally does.
And then he's just kind of an odd character.
Yeah, he's a little off, I would say.
But
yeah, if anyone listening, if there is anyone listening in Kuwait, you gotta check this out, alexchu.com, that's C-H-I-U. It's the guy who invented these rings, and he says if you wear them on each of your pinky fingers when you go to bed at night, you will have eternal life. So check it out. Like, of course, I think that this is all nonsense, but I get the rings, and I put the rings on, and it's like a flow of energy surged through my body. Not a good flow of energy. It, like, made me nauseous. It was all messed up, man. I'm serious about that.
What were you doing at the time? Were you surfing porn on the internet or what?
No. I don't know. I was sitting in a conference room, and, you know, we were all just goofing around about these little plastic rings, and I put the damn things on, and seriously, surge of weird energy goes through my body. And then I give them to other people who work around here, and they felt the same thing. So there's something to it.
So
I'm
like,
not
if you,
it's going to give you eternal life, but
if you all share the
biological
rings,
effect of these rings.
If you all share the rings, will you only live like 25 years?
I don't know.
Because you let other people touch the rings or something?
Maybe.
So
Bob got them, but he thought it was a cock ring.
It probably fit. They're pinky rings for me. But.
Oh, well, hey. I wasn't even, see, I told you, Miles will talk about your penis. And that's why he pisses people off.
Bob's what kind of show is this?
Bob's uptight because he's like one of these ordained internet ministers.
Oh, yeah?
Like, you know, for $1 you can become a minister. What is that, Bob?
I did not even pay $1. I just, I think I filled out a email auto-response thing, and I became a minister all of a sudden.
Yeah,
and
we got a guy coming up on an upcoming show. His name is Pastor Jack Stahl. He ordains people online, but he's got this church called the Church of Tom Jones, and he performs exorcisms using the music of Tom Jones. Like, this is how he gets in touch with God.
No way.
Yeah, seriously, check it out, churchoftomjones.com. And so on this show, if you watch it, you'll see me get exorcised.
You get exercise?
And this guy, he beat the hell out of me, man. He's performing this exorcism, and he's, like, smacking me around the studio. He went nuts.
That's so unusual.
And then he broke my coffee mug.
Did he throw it on the floor, or are you breaking it on your head, or what?
No, he threw it against the wall, and it destroyed part of the set.
Oh, really?
Like, you know those planets that are sitting in the back of the couch there?
Yeah.
Those are actually just yoga balls that were painted.
They're not really planets?
They're not really planets.
I thought maybe we had
one
of your guests.
You know? This mug like just nails one of those things. It's like, boom, Uranus blew up. And
there you
bam,
go.
Gone. It was frightful, man.
Well, that's going to be fun to watch then.
That's coming up. I don't know if they caught that shot of the planet blowing up.
Oh, they didn't catch that.
You'll see this guy beat me silly.
So you actually let him touch you, huh?
Yeah, I didn't have any choice. I was scared. I didn't know. I almost had to swing at him.
Sounds like he touched Uranus.
No.
See, there goes Miles with you. Now he's talking about Uranus. See. So you wear the screensavers, right? Now, to me, when I was watching the show last night, I was trying to look for things. And is your set on the screensaver set somewhere?
What do you think?
I think it is, because there's that silly spiral staircase that goes to nowhere or whatever. Is it? Am I onto something here?
That actually goes up to the Fresh Gear set.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. So, but I mean, you're on the your set becomes part
of
the screen.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
All right. There's no point in lying about that.
Well, I was gonna say, I'm sure that somebody's figured it out by now. I mean,
yeah, that's what they do. They just change a bunch of things around. Boom, we got a new set.
Well, whoever your set guy is, you say change a couple more because I spotted that, you know. I'd get all over them.
Yeah, that spiral staircase, that's tough to move. What do you think of the set? How do you like it?
It's fine with me. I just was like, wow, that looks familiar. And so then I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. That's where they read the viewer email at the end of that other show.
Right.
They're always going over there and sitting down, and it seems very, very awkward to me, but they always seem to do that.
They all go sit on the stairs.
Yeah, it's like...
It's kind of funny.
It's like Patrick sits and then...
drinking 40s waiting for the bus or something.
I don't quite understand that, but anyway, I'm like, Well, I want to tell you that you need to tell your viewers... that Charter Communications, who we have here in St. Louis, still has on their little, you know, you've got the digital cable, right? So you push the info button and you get the little box that tells you what's on. Well, you're still the Thunderbirds, my friend. You're not even, you're not unscrewed in the little box yet. It's been like 2 weeks now, hasn't it?
You know, the funny thing about that is Charter Communications is owned by Paul Allen.
Right.
Who also owns Tech TV.
Well, you
put of all the cable companies, they should have taken the first step.
You would think. I just thought.
No, that's, I think that's, I've gotten, a lot of people have written me, tell me about that. I don't know. I think they programmed these things a long time ago, and it'll probably change soon. I don't know.
Really? A lot of people will tell you, hey, it still says Thunderbirds?
Yeah, it still says Thunderbirds.
God, I'm so behind the times, I'm telling you. Yeah. How many people have written into you about the set?
About the set?
Yeah.
Not too many. A few.
How many? Come on.
Four.
Five? How many?
Four.
Four?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's pretty good. So what do you, whatever you think about your show, what do you hope to accomplish with it?
What do I hope to accomplish with it?
Yeah, other than staying employed.
Yeah, that's definitely the main thing. You know, the best thing about the show, about doing the show, is like when you're in a bar and you're talking to a woman and then, you know, she asks you, like, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
And I can be like, I'm a late night talk show host. So that's the main thing I'm trying to accomplish with
it. And then what do they
get some tail?
What do they say after that?
They're like, "Oh, I'm public access." And I'm like, "No, seriously, it's like this national network. It's called Tech TV." And like, "Tech, what is that about computers and stuff?" And I'm like, "Yeah, it's about computers and stuff." And then it all kind of goes south.
And it's not really working out for you.
Well, no, yeah, especially in the show doesn't air much in San Francisco.
Yeah.
What? So no one's ever even heard of it.
Why doesn't it air much?
Because it's like it's really hard to get your station on in a small market. Or, I mean, in a big media market like San Francisco.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So you can't. Nobody's been able to buy their way onto the cable system there. Or something.
Yeah, I mean, there's only so many spaces on the only so many streams can go through the pipes, and right now, you know, it's tough to get on.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure it'll work
out. But soon enough, I get it at my house now in San Francisco.
Oh,
RCN cable.
That's, well, but you bring the tape home, right?
What's that?
But you bring the tape home, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Hey, spin me off a VHS for that so when I go home I can feel like I'm doing something here. I got to impress the ladies while they're over.
Yeah, but, you know, more seriously, answer your question, what do I want to do with the show? Just, you know, make people laugh, you know, introduce them to interesting people. Try to bring them back from the internet to the television, you know, because basically that's all we're doing is with these people, you know, they've heard of all these people on the internet, like the Time Cube guy and Alex Chu and all these internet celebrities. Well, no one's ever really seen them off the two-dimensional screen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Do you know a guy named Joey Manley?
No. Who's that?
Oh, I was just curious. He was a guy who was going to be a guest, but he never answered his phone, and he always told me he's going to be the guest, and then I called him and he's
going to be a guest on your show?
Yeah, yeah. But he has a thing called the webshowguide.com. And he evidently was some muckety muck out there in San Francisco with, I don't know, something or another. Streaming Media?
Uh-huh.
Streamingmedia.com, something like that. Anyway, I'm just curious if you knew about him. But that's okay. So,
never heard of him.
But he didn't answer his phone, so you're one up on him.
Joe Manley?
Yeah, Joey Manley, something like that.
We were trying to get Will Wheaton, but he...
So Martin probably knows Will Wheaton, Miles.
I do know Will Wheaton.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah.
So would you like to...
He'd probably do it.
Miles, would you like to tell the story about Will Wheaton?
No, time does not permit.
No, what's the story about Will Wheaton?
let me set it up, and then I'll let Miles take over. I, just like yourself, who were very kind to talk to us... contacted Will Wheaton through his website, willwheaton.net, because I'd been reading that, and then I was kind of having a back-and-forth email, would you like to talk to us? And then I told Miles, which normally I don't. In fact, I didn't tell Miles about this until, like, the last minute, really. And so Miles decided to write an email to Will Wheaton, and Miles said...
All I said was of the four male leads in the movie Stand By Me, I said, who had the smallest unit? I said, because of Jerry's weight problem, my money was on Jerry. and that's all I said.
And then what happened?
He didn't really think that was a funny question. He thought it was more of like a pedophilia kind of question. He didn't really enjoy that question, so I had to backpedal on that question.
But there again, Miles, it's another dick joke.
I got to push the envelope a little bit. I got to. Otherwise, I can't do this.
So if I would have let Miles contact you via email, my guess is you wouldn't be talking to us right now. So I guess that's the point of that. And then you can tell Will that I'm very, very sorry if you ever see him, Miles was so, ungracious.
Well, you know, it's not like Barbara Walters is calling asking for an interview, so
yeah.
This is about the best I can do right now.
Oh, do you think so? Because that's pretty goddamn low on the thing there.
Hey, Martin.
Yeah.
What was better news in your eyes from the news last week, the capture of the Olympic Park bomber or the cancellation of Andy Richter Controls the Universe?
Olympic Park bomber.
Oh, okay.
Aren't you going to follow up with that, Miles?
No, I was just curious. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Miles has a real problem with Andy Richter.
Why don't you like Richter?
I used to sit by him in study hall. And
really?
He told me to shut up once. If he would just apologize, I think I could let this go. But
you were bullied by the fat kid?
Yeah. He used to wear this stupid talking head shirt all the time. He had this little smirk on his face. Yeah.
No, but
he was older than me.
See, now, that's not like saying, I wrote for Saved by the Bell. That's, like, true. He sat by Andy Richter.
I did, actually, yeah.
In high school.
Are you jealous? Are you jealous?
Yeah.
He's doing what he's done?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, because, Miles, you're twice as fat as he is.
I know.
You should have your own
Miles?
Show.
I could kick his ass.
It should be Miles' title outweighs the universe.
I think that would be the
name of your show.
I guess.
So, What's going to happen from here, Martin? I mean, you've got this show. You did Screensavers, right? You pretty much took over that show. Let's just
face it.
It was Martin Sargent wall to wall, but then they said, you know, they cut some deal. Patrick and Leo couldn't handle it, so they cut some deal. They give you your own show. Get them out of here. Let them put some planets on our set, whatever. So what's next for you?
Film.
You know, film?
Maybe direct a feature film.
Are you going to direct? You're not going to act first and then move over?
What I really want to do is getting directing.
You really want to direct?
No. I don't know what's going to happen, man. So far, it's kind of hard to tell. I just want this show to be successful on this network, and then we'll see what happens, you know? We'll see if we can take it to the next level.
And the next level would be?
Maybe Home and Garden TV.
Really? I think that's a step down, to be honest with you.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a little bit of a step down. Anything that involves manure.
Network,
anything with manure is a step down. So, but no, Home and Garden. Now, come on now. You got to think of this because you know what? You're a young guy. You're motivated, obviously. You're unattached, I'm guessing, from what you told me here.
Yeah.
And so you got nothing to do. It's either, get high all the time and masturbate or, work your career. So what are you going to do with a career?
You know, I'm hoping that NBC is going to give me the call.
To do?
Fire Leno.
Oh, jeez.
Bring me in there. Don't you think?
Do I think?
Don't you think that would be appropriate, a good move on their part?
No, I don't think so. I thought Katie Couric was going to take over for him. Because she did better in the ratings than he did that one time. So anyway. But no, seriously. Come on now. This is a serious question. I want
to
get a good answer
right now
from
I'm trying to just make this show fucking great on this network. Then we'll see what happens.
So you're not going to talk past?
I've made a commitment to them for the time being.
Yeah. So but, you have a contract?
If another station calls, and I definitely talk to them. I don't want to leave San Francisco. It's a thing. This is the best city in the world. I don't want to move down to L.A. Hopefully I'll be able. I'm really grateful that I can do this kind of work in San Francisco, not down in L.A.
Really?
Yeah.
What makes it so great there in San Francisco?
Oh, it's the people.
Yeah?
People, it's beautiful. You ever been to San Francisco?
No, I really try not to go anywhere because I have, like, a lot of weird... People really drive me nuts.
Where are you people, anyway?
I'm in St. Louis, and Miles, you're in Iowa somewhere?
You're kidding.
I've been to San Fran.
You people, well, how do you guys know each other? You do this is amazing. You do this radio show cross state.
Yeah.
We went to film school together.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not been a major motion picture, but we both directed a film. it hasn't been great. But, hey. It's better than nothing, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's an accomplishment.
But no, yeah, we do this. We've been doing this every week since '99.
Mm-hmm.
So hey,
is there a place called Lefty O'Doul's?
Yeah, Lefty O'Doul's. Lefty O'Doul's is it's a piano bar.
Yeah.
Right.
I think so.
Do you know how to play?
Do I know how to play?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I thought maybe you'd go there and sit down and play for it.
No, I can't do that. But I have gone there. I was there once. I was drunk as hell. And it's fun, man. You just stand around this piano and everyone belts out the songs, whatever they're playing, you know. It's good times. It's down, like, in Union Square. It's kind of a touristy place.
Oh, I've never been. I don't think I could ever leave the area here. I'd have problems, I think.
I was there once.
Well, how old were you? About two?
Yeah, they're nice.
Scary as hell. I will never do that again. Never.
So, I thought I had another question here. Damn it.
Come on.
You don't want to talk about Tech TV, leaving Tech TV. You don't want to talk about that. That's cool. But,
I'll talk about it. I told you. Yeah, of course. If an opportunity comes up, I'll take it. I'll take it.
Okay, so we say, okay, for... You know,
I mean, in a couple of years, I'll probably be running my own internet radio talk show.
Well, I was going to say, why don't you be our roving reporter in San Francisco?
The way things are going. I mean, have you seen the show?
I have. I watched the premiere show. Actually, I've watched, you've been on 2 weeks, right?
Yeah,
I watch both Monday and Tuesday night shows. I get up at like 4:30 in the morning to go to work, so I can't stay up, you know, these hours that you kids keep.
It's like 10 o'clock where you guys are.
Yeah, I realize that's just too late. I get so tired.
Too late? Wow.
I have children, Martin. Uh-oh. You know what children do to you?
I thankfully, no.
Yeah, well, you know, they always say, you know, the women,
I don't have much
you know.
Of a chance of seeing that happen anytime soon either.
Well, evidently after you get exercised with the coffee.
Exactly.
But they'd say the children, the women are always the ones that suffer with having the birth and all that kind of stuff, how it tears up their body. Bullshit. Have a kid punching the balls for 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell me about tearing up the body. But anyway, before we leave, we're just about out of time here. I told you we'd be about 30 minutes here. So I was wondering, so you, what did you do before this? You went to college, obviously.
I did go to college.
Because you're articulate.
Yeah, I speak good.
Yeah, you know. You know the English and all that.
Yeah, before I did it, I was working at the magazines. I wrote for a magazine called PC Computing.
And what did you do there? I mean, did you write funny stuff or?
No, not at all. I did. I covered storage, which means I did hard drive reviews.
Yeah.
It was the most boring. It's about the most boring field of journalism you could possibly be in.
No, so
I tried to make those reviews real funny.
And I guess did it work? I guess.
No.
Oh. Oh boy, that holds a lot. There's a lot on there.
Before that, I was in college. I wanted to be a professor. I wanted to be an English professor.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well,
I was
college.
Real serious about that. English or history professor.
Watch it. Get out of town right now.
Sure, man. That was my gig, man. That's now, academia is worth
what
that.
What college?
Graduated from Cornell.
Cornell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Red. Go.
Yeah.
That's like one of those good colleges, right?
That is.
Wow.
That's so, like, you had to have good grades.
According
to
U.S. News and World Reports, it's up there.
Wow.
Miles wanted to be
a
history
grade.
Teacher.
Wow, I'm jealous.
You wanted to be a history teacher, right, Miles?
Something like that, yeah.
I swear, I'm telling you right now, here we're closing up here. I'm doing all this talking. I figure, hey, you know, Miles, every time we have a fucking guest, really, let me just rant for just a second here, Miles.
All right, I'll just listen here.
Yeah.
Miles doesn't say anything. And then now, you know, you, who interview people, you know, I'm hoping to get an antidote or something.
You're trying to get one little sound bite.
One little good piece, you know.
You know, I'll tell you what. The interview would be a lot better if I could hear most of what you say.
Well, see, that's the problem. I'm all the way in St. Louis. I'm shouting practically. I know we got bad connection, but you should, I mean, you want to talk about technology. Let me tell you how we got this rigged up to where we're recording you, and it'll just be laughable. But I've probably been over this before, but Miles called you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I called Miles, and he did like a three-way call thing to you.
Uh-huh.
And I have a speakerphone sitting on my computer desk with a microphone on it that's recording all this to my computer right now.
So the sound quality when this actually, for when those two people go and listen to this on the internet, that's going to be really great.
Oh, well, I mean, you know. Well, you can go listen to it here in a little while. You know, we're actually going to post it next Wednesday.
Oh, great. I'll tell everyone.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. I'm sure you're so thrilled at this point.
You got to check this show out.
I'm sure you're so thrilled at this point that you're going to tell everybody. But
now I got a new thing that I can tell the girls in the bar.
There you go. There you go.
I
yeah, you know.
staticradio.net.
Yeah, do you have any idea where that's at? No? Oh, well. But no, that's about it. I mean, it's just like it's that easy. And then we put it on there every week, and people listen to it, and, you know, whatever. We get some feedback.
You get a lot of email responses?
Say that again?
You get a lot of emails from the listeners?
We get a few emails from people who, like, listen regularly.
Uh-huh.
But anytime we ever get, like, someone that I don't know at this point, it's usually somebody who's really angry about something. For instance,
I get so much hate mail, man. You have no idea.
I'm waiting for the one this coming week after Miles pretends that he's a killer from Modesto named Scott. And
I thought it was funny, so I did it.
He says, "I'm Scott from Modesto," and he goes on. And I'm like, you know, this just wasn't funny. Really, it wasn't.
Yeah.
But I listened to it, and, you know. But we don't edit either. We just this is it. This the whole run's going to be on there and everything. So.
Yeah, this jackass is goofing about the nightclub fire when that happened, but that's okay. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's wrong.
Yeah,
tell
that's
me about
wrong.
It.
That's
wrong.
You don't make great white jokes, man.
Yeah,
oh,
Bob.
please.
Yeah, well, he did.
So, for my...
it's not all about shock, Bob.
Yeah.
You got to back it up.
I'm not trying to shock any. I was just talking about whatever. Because I was almost in an incident like that at a restaurant, so anyway. But, Miles, you have any other questions?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've exhausted all my pertinent questions.
Oh, okay. My last question.
Thank you guys so much for letting me be on this show.
Thank you.
One last question, Martin.
You keep up the good work.
One last question for you.
Yeah, shoot.
Whenever you say email me at the end of all your segments.
Yeah, when I'm interviewing the celebrities, you mean?
Yeah, do you really mean it?
Do I mean it?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Well, yeah, but no one has ever sent me an email.
Well, no, they do. Oh, you mean the celebrities?
When I'm interviewing, like, Spike Lee and I say email me, he never wrote me back.
Now, the one person I saw dish you was that chick that spent time in the tree. She said she wasn't going to email you. She said no.
Yeah, she did. Well, she's lived in a damn tree. She can't email.
Well, no, but I mean, she's got, like, a wireless device or something. She could
did, actually. She had wireless up there.
Yeah, but see, she didn't want it. She was honest. She's not one of those fake Hollywood people.
That's right.
Well, Martin Sargent, we really appreciate you taking time with us.
Hey, it was my great pleasure. Let's
and I'm sure the two people who will listen to this will be thrilled to know that we talked to the premier broadcaster off of the Tech TV network.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Peace. Bye.